Ever had that gut-wrenching feeling of being taken for granted? You pour your heart into a connection, only to find they're not reciprocating the same energy. It's frustrating, it's confusing, and it leaves you questioning your worth. But here's the twist. Often, the moment you decide to step back and focus on yourself, they suddenly start chasing you. It's like a switch flips in their minds. They see you thriving, living your best life, and suddenly they realize what they're about to lose. It's a phenomenon we see time and time again, and today we're going to dive deep into the psychology behind it. We're going to explore 10 undeniable truths that reveal why they only want you when you no longer want them. We'll tap into the wisdom of the Stoics, those ancient philosophers who mastered the art of emotional resilience and self-mastery. We'll uncover the power of absence, the allure of independence, and the magnetic pull of confidence. This isn't about playing games or manipulating anyone. It's about understanding human nature, reclaiming your power, and recognizing your own worth. It's about becoming the best version of yourself, so that whether they come back or not, you'll be thriving. So, if you're ready to take control, to understand the psychology behind this phenomenon, and to step into your power, then buckle up. We're about to embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment. Let's dive in. 1. The power of absence, the out of sight, out of mind. Myth busted. Ever heard the saying, out of sight, out of mind? Well, guess what? It's a load of baloney. In fact, sometimes the opposite is true. The less available you are, the more someone might start thinking about you. It's like that Wi-Fi signal you take for granted. Until it's gone. Think about it. When you're always around, texting 24/7, always ready to hang out, people start to assume you'll always be there. It's human nature. We tend to undervalue what's readily available. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus was onto something when he said, "It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows." When you're constantly present, they think they've got you all figured out. But what happens when you switch things up? You start focusing on your life, your goals, your happiness. You stop being so available. Suddenly they're like, wait a minute, where'd they go? Your absence creates a void, and that void starts to make them realize what they're missing. The cliffhanger effect. It's like your favorite show ending on a cliffhanger. You're left hanging, desperate to know what happens next. Your absence becomes that cliffhanger in their life. They start wondering what you're up to, who you're with, and whether they're missing out on something amazing. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, and the mind race. Not only do they start missing you, but they also start thinking about you more. They might even start imagining all the cool things you're doing without them. FOMO, fear of missing out, is a real thing, people. This isn't about playing games. Now, let's be clear, this isn't about manipulation. It's about self-respect. It's about recognizing your own worth and not letting anyone take you for granted. Marcus Aurelius, another Stoic heavyweight, said, "The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury." By focusing on yourself, you're not just showing at the sem what they're missing, you're showing yourself what you deserve. Embrace the power of absence. So, next time you feel like you're being taken for granted, remember the power of absence. Step back, focus on yourself, and let them feel the weight of your absence. It's not about being mean, it's about giving them a chance to realize your value. And if they don't, well, their loss. You've got bigger and better things to focus on. Remember, you're a limited edition masterpiece, not some mass-produced item. Start treating yourself that way, and watch how others start to see you in a whole new light. 2. The shift in dynamics. The underdog's guide to turning the tables. All right, folks, let's talk about the power shift. You know, that moment when the tables turn and you go from chasing someone to having them chase you. It's like that scene in every sports movie where the underdog finally gets their moment in the spotlight. Think about it. You've been pouring your heart and soul into this connection, texting first, making all the plans, basically bending over backward to keep things going. It's exhausting, right? And let's be honest, it's not exactly a recipe for mutual respect. But what happens when you decide enough is enough? You stop chasing, you stop prioritizing their needs above your own, and you start focusing on you. That's when the dynamics shift. Suddenly, you're no longer the one seeking validation. They are. And that, my friends, can be a real game changer. The power of the unconquered mind. The Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, "It is the power of the mind to be unconquerable." When you stop giving away your power, when you stop bending to their will, you become a force to be reckoned with. You're no longer predictable, and that makes you incredibly intriguing. From predictable to intriguing. Think about it like this. When you're always available, always eager, they know exactly where they stand with you. There's no mystery, no challenge. But when you pull back, when you become a little less predictable, it creates a sense of uncertainty. Suddenly, they're not so sure if they still have your attention, and that can be downright irresistible. The catnip conundrum. Let's inject a bit of humor here. Remember when you were a kid and you'd ignore your toys until someone else wanted to play with them? Suddenly, that toy became the most interesting thing in the room. Well, adults aren't much different. We all want what we think we might lose. This isn't manipulation, it's self-respect. Now let's be clear, this isn't about playing mind games. It's about recognizing that relationships are a two-way street. If you've been doing all the heavy lifting, it's time to set the weight down and see if they're willing to pick up their end of the bargain. Embrace the shift. So, embrace the power shift. It's a reminder that you deserve to be valued, not just by others, but by yourself. When you stop chasing, you create space for people to come to you. And those who truly value you will rise to the occasion. Remember, you're not just changing the dynamics, you're changing the game. You're stepping into your power, and that's a beautiful thing. 3. The allure of independence. The "I don't need you" vibe. That's strangely attractive. All right, let's talk about the magnetic pull of independence. It's that "I don't need you" vibe that for some reason makes people want you even more. It's like you're suddenly a rare bird, flying high and free, and they can't help but crane their necks to what you soar. Picture this. You've been the one always reaching out, always available, always making time for them. They've gotten used to it, maybe even taken it for granted. But then, something shifts. You decide to focus on yourself, your growth, your happiness, your goals. You stop waiting around for their calls. You stop rearranging your life for them, and you start living for you. Now, here's the kicker. Independence is incredibly attractive. It's like flipping a switch in their minds. Suddenly they see you thriving on your own, and it hits them like a ton of bricks. You're not just the person who was always there for them anymore. You're someone who's building a life, growing and shining without needing them. And that, my friends, is when the tables start to turn. the Stoics' secret weapon. Marcus Aurelius once said, "He who lives in harmony with himself lives in harmony with the universe." When you live in harmony with yourself, you radiate a sense of peace and confidence that is undeniably attractive. It's this inner strength that draws people back to you, often when they realize they're no longer the center of your universe. Why independence is so alluring? But why does independence have this effect? It's simple. Independence signals self-worth. When you're independent, you're telling the world, "I'm valuable on my own. I don't need anyone to complete me." And trust me, people notice. They start to see what they're missing. A person who is whole, self-sufficient, and living life on their own terms. The party analogy. Imagine you're at a party. There's someone there who's friendly, chatting with everyone, but not particularly standing out. Then there's someone else who's confident, comfortable in their own skin, moving through the crowd with ease, not desperate for attention, but fully enjoying themselves. Who are you more drawn to? Probably the latter, right? That's the allure of independence in action. Chasing your own dreams. When you embody independence, you become that person who doesn't need to chase after anyone's approval. You're busy chasing your own dreams, and that's far more compelling. It's this confidence and self-assurance that makes others want to be a part of your life, even if they didn't see your value before. This isn't about isolation. Now let's be clear. Independence isn't about shutting people out or being aloof. It's about prioritizing yourself, your goals, and your well-being. It's about showing that while you value relationships, you don't depend on them for your happiness. The magnetic effect. This subtle but powerful shift in mindset changes how others perceive you. They start to see you as someone who is desirable, not because you're always available, but because you're living a full, rich life that they want to be a part of. And here's where the magic happens. When you focus on your independence, you naturally attract more positivity and opportunities into your life. You're not waiting around for someone to give you validation, because you've already given it to yourself. This is when they start to miss you, to crave the energy and confidence that you exude. Embrace your independence. So, what's the takeaway? Embrace your independence. Cultivate it. Use it as a powerful tool to not only enrich your own life, but also to make others realize what they've lost when they took you for granted. Remember, you are your own greatest asset. As you continue to grow and thrive on your own, you'll find that those who didn't see your worth before will start to see it clearly. And by then, it might just be too late for them. In the end, living independently is about loving yourself enough to know that you don't need anyone else to validate your worth. So, go out there, live your best life, and watch as others realize just how much they want to be a part of it. The rarity effect. Why playing hard to get the right way actually works. Okay, folks, let's talk about the rarity effect. It's a fancy way of saying that people tend to want what they can't easily have. Think about it. That last slice of pizza always seems 10 times more tempting when you realize it's about to disappear, right? The same principle applies to relationships. When you make yourself less available, you become a scarce resource, and that scarcity boosts your value in their eyes. Imagine this. You're always there, always available, always ready to drop everything for them. They get used to it. They start to believe that your attention is something they can always count on, no matter what. But the moment you step back, something fascinating happens. They suddenly notice the space you leave behind. They realize that your presence wasn't something to be taken for granted. And just like that, you've gone from being a common presence in their life to something rare and valuable. The collectible mentality. It's a bit like how we treat everyday objects versus rare collectibles. You wouldn't think twice about losing a pen because you can easily get another one. But lose a rare, limited edition item, and you'd feel the sting, wouldn't you? When you make yourself less available, you shift from being the everyday pen to that one-of-a-kind collectible that they suddenly can't stop thinking about. The Stoic perspective on time. The Stoic philosopher Seneca once said, "It is not that we have a short time to live, but that we waste a lot of it." When you realize that your time and attention are valuable commodities, you stop giving them away so freely. And trust me, when you pull back and start valuing your own time, others start to value it too. They start to see you not just as someone who's always there, but as someone whose presence is a privilege, not a given. The catnip analogy. Let's inject a little humor here. Remember when you were a kid and you'd ignore your toys until someone else wanted to play with them? Suddenly, that toy became the most interesting thing in the room. Adults aren't much different. We all want what we think we might lose, and that's exactly what happens when you create a little distance. Genuine self-focus, not mind games. Now, this doesn't mean you should play hard to get or start some kind of manipulative mind game. It's about genuinely focusing on yourself, your growth, and your happiness. When you're not always around, when you're busy living your best life, they can't help but notice. Your absence becomes a powerful reminder of your worth, and they start craving that presence they once overlooked. Flipping the script. Imagine a scenario where you're always texting first, always available for a call, always saying yes to plans. Now flip the script. Imagine you start focusing on your passions, spending time with other friends, investing in your own growth. You're no longer the person who's always there, and that's when they start missing you. They start wondering what you're up to, why you're not around as much, and they begin to crave that connection they once overlooked. Less is more. The rarity effect is a reminder that sometimes less is more. When you stop giving so much of yourself, you give others the chance to miss you, to value you, and to realize what they stand to lose. It's a powerful tool, not just in relationships, but in life. Embrace your worth. So take this as a little motivational push. Don't be afraid to step back and let others feel your absence. Focus on yourself and let them come to terms with how valuable your presence truly is. Remember, you are not just anyone. You are someone worth missing. And when you start treating yourself that way, others will too. A 5. The contrast of confidence. The glow-up they never saw coming. All right, folks, let's dive into the 5th proof, the contrast of confidence. This is where things get really juicy. You see, confidence is one of those qualities that's both magnetic and transformative. When you stop wanting someone, something remarkable happens. You start radiating a whole new level of confidence, and trust me, they can't help but notice. Imagine this. You were once wrapped up in someone else's world, maybe even a bit insecure, always seeking their approval or attention. But then you make a decision. You decide to focus on yourself, to let go of the need for their validation. You stop caring so much about what they think, and instead, you start caring more about your own growth, happiness, and well-being. It's like a switch flips inside of you, and suddenly you're walking taller, smiling brighter, and exuding a sense of self-assuredness that wasn't there before. The caterpillar to butterfly transformation. This change doesn't go unnoticed. The person who once took you for granted now sees you in a whole new light. You're no longer the person who was always there, waiting for their attention. Instead, you're someone who's thriving on their own. And that contrast between who you were when you wanted them and who you are now that you don't creates a powerful shift in how they perceive you. The Stoic take on reactions. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." By reacting to their indifference with confidence and self-assurance, you're sending a clear message. You don't need them to define your worth. And let me tell you, that's incredibly attractive. Confidence is a magnet. Think of it like this. You're a caterpillar who's just turned into a butterfly, and they're standing there dumbfounded, wondering where that clumsy little bug went. They're suddenly realizing that you're not just any butterfly. You're one with vibrant wings, flying high and free, completely out of their reach. Confidence, my friends, is like a beacon of light in a dark room. It draws people in, makes them curious, and leaves them wondering how they missed it before. When you stop wanting them and start focusing on your own journey, your confidence grows, and with it, their desire for you intensifies. They start to realize that the person they took for granted has evolved into someone extraordinary, someone who doesn't need them to feel complete. Empowerment through self-love. And here's the real kicker. This confidence doesn't just attract them, it empowers you. You start to see yourself differently too. You realize that your worth isn't tied to anyone else's opinion or affection. You're valuable because of who you are, not because of who wants you. So let this be your motivation. Embrace your confidence. Let go of the need to be wanted, and watch as your self-assurance not only transforms you, but also shifts how others see you. You're not just someone's backup plan. You're the main event, the person they suddenly can't stop thinking about because you're no longer seeking their approval. Remember, confidence is contagious. The more you cultivate it, the more others will be drawn to it. And in the end, you'll find that the only approval you ever really needed was your own. So keep growing, keep shining, and let your confidence be the force that not only attracts, but also empowers you to live your best life. 6. The pain of regret, the "I messed up" wake-up call that hits them hard. All right, folks, let's get real about the sting of regret. Ever seen that look on someone's face when they realize they messed up big time? It's like a mix of disbelief, sadness, and a whole lot of, "What was I thinking?" That, my friends, is the pain of regret, and it's a powerful force that can make someone want you back with a vengeance. Imagine this. You've been there for them, through thick and thin, always offering support and affection, but they didn't fully appreciate it, maybe even took it for granted. Then one day, you decide you've had enough. You step back, focus on your own life, and stop being so available. And suddenly, it hits them like a freight train. They messed up. Regret is a sneaky emotion. It creeps up on you when you least expect it, making you replay all the moments you wish you could do over. And for them, it's not just about missing you. It's about the gut-wrenching realization that they had something special and let it slip away. The Seneca reminder. The Stoic philosopher Seneca wisely said, "Every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end." In this case, their loss is the catalyst for their regret. They're forced to confront the reality that their actions have consequences, and sometimes those consequences mean losing someone they truly cared about. The rearview mirror effect. Regret is like driving down a road and constantly checking the rearview mirror, only to see a missed opportunity fading into the distance. They start replaying all the times they didn't prioritize you, all the moments they failed to show appreciation, and all the little things they took for granted. The more they look back, the more they realize what they've lost, and that realization can be excruciating. The should-have, could-have, would-have blues. They're stuck in a loop of should-haves, could-haves, and would-haves, and it's driving them crazy. They're desperate for a second chance, even though they know deep down they might not deserve one. And that desperation, that longing for what they can no longer have, can make them want you more than ever before. The wake-up call. So, if you ever feel like you're not being appreciated, remember this. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is step back and let them experience the pain of regret. It's not about being cruel, it's about giving them a chance to wake up and see what they're about to lose. Turning regret into respect. And who knows, maybe their regret will be the catalyst for change. Maybe they'll finally realize your worth and make the effort to show you how much they care. But even if they don't, remember that their regret is a testament to your value. You were someone worth missing, someone worth regretting losing. Focus on your growth. So keep focusing on your growth, your happiness, and your journey. Let the pain of their regret be a reminder of your worth. You deserve to be with someone who appreciates you every day, not just when they're afraid of losing you. Remember, you're not responsible for their regret, but you are responsible for your own happiness. So, keep shining, keep moving forward, and let them learn the hard way that you were always the one they should have cherished. 7. The mystery of uncertainty, the wait. What's happening? Mind game that keeps them hooked. All right, folks, let's unravel the seventh proof, the mystery of uncertainty. This one's a bit of a head-scratcher, but it's incredibly powerful in explaining why they suddenly want you more when you've pulled back. It's like you've become a captivating puzzle they can't resist trying to solve. Picture this. You've been the one always initiating contact, always available, always predictable. They've gotten used to your constant presence, your predictable patterns, but then you change the game. You stop reaching out, you become less available, and you leave them wondering, wait, what's happening? The unpredictable enigma. This uncertainty drives them crazy. It's like a captivating mystery novel, where they're desperately trying to figure out the next plot twist. The less they know about what you're up to, the more they want to know. They start replaying your past interactions, analyzing your every move, trying to decipher the enigma that you've become. The Stoic perspective on living. Marcus Aurelius hit the nail on the head when he said, "It is not death that a man should fear, but he should fear never beginning to live." In this scenario, they fear losing the connection they had with you, the comfort of knowing where they stand. The less they know, the more they crave that certainty, that connection they once took for granted. The magnetic pull of the unknown. Uncertainty isn't just intriguing, it's magnetic. It draws them in like moths to a flame. They miss your presence, your attention, the predictability, they once had. And now that it's gone, they can't stop thinking about you. They're constantly checking their phone, hoping for a message, wondering what you're doing, who you're with, and whether they're missing out on something amazing. Embrace the mystery. So embrace the mystery, folks. Keep them guessing. Let them wonder what's going on in your world. The less they know, the more they'll want to know. And the more they want to know, the more they'll start to realize just how much they value your presence in their lives. The social media detox analogy. Think about it like this. You're on a social media detox, and suddenly everyone's wondering where you've gone. They start checking your profile, hoping for an update, missing your posts and comments. It's the same principle at play. When you're not constantly sharing your life, people become curious. They start to miss you, and that absence makes them realize just how much they value your presence. Remember your worth. Remember, your value doesn't decrease just because someone else fails to recognize it. By creating a bit of mystery, you're not playing games. You're simply reminding them that your time and attention are valuable. You're showing them that you have a life outside of them, and that's incredibly attractive. The power of the unseen. So, go ahead and embrace the power of the unseen. Let them wonder. Let them miss you. Let them crave the connection they once took for granted. It's in that space of uncertainty that they'll truly start to appreciate your worth. And, who knows, maybe they'll even work hard to earn back the place they once had in your life. 8. The reversal of roles. The "wait, they're not chasing me anymore" plot twist. All right, let's talk about the 8th proof, the reversal of roles. This one's a real head spinner, and honestly, it's almost poetic how it plays out. You see, when you stop chasing someone, the dynamics can shift dramatically, and suddenly, they're the ones trying to win you back. It's like a classic movie plot twist, where the underdog suddenly becomes the one everyone's chasing after. Imagine this. You've been the pursuer, the one always initiating contact, always available, always seeking their validation. But then you decide to change the script. You step back, focus on yourself, and stop seeking their approval. And just like that, the tables turn. Now, they're the ones feeling the void, wondering why you're not chasing them anymore. They're left questioning, "Wait, they're not chasing me anymore? Did I just lose something valuable?" The power of reclaiming your power. As Marcus Aurelius wisely said, the best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. By no longer seeking their approval, you've reclaimed your power. You're no longer playing by their rules, and that shift can be incredibly disarming. They're used to you being the one who's always there, always eager, always available. But now, you're not. And that change makes them realize they might have taken you for granted. The chase is on. Imagine you're used to being the one who texts first, the one who makes all the plans, the one who's always bending over backward to keep things going. Now imagine you stop doing all that. You start focusing on your own life, your own happiness, and your own growth. Suddenly, they're the ones texting you, trying to get your attention, wondering what you're up to. They're the ones trying to win back what they didn't appreciate before. The prize, not the pursuer. The beauty of this reversal is that it's not about playing games or being manipulative. It's about recognizing your own worth. When you focus on yourself, you become the prize, not the pursuer. You're no longer chasing after their validation, they're the ones chasing after yours. A lesson in value. And here's the motivational part. By stepping back, You're not just gaining control, you're teaching them a valuable lesson about your value. They're realizing that you're not someone to be taken for granted, that your presence in their life is a privilege, not a given. Embrace the shift. So, embrace this shift in dynamics. Keep shining, keep focusing on your growth, and watch how the roles naturally reverse in your favor. You've got this. Remember, you're not just changing the dynamics of the relationship, you're changing the game entirely. You're stepping into your power, and that's a beautiful thing. 9. The fear of finality. The wait, this is it, panic button that makes them chase. All right, folks, let's talk about the 9th proof. The fear of finality. This one's a doozy, and it taps into a primal human fear, the fear of losing something forever. Imagine this. You've done it. You've stepped back, focused on yourself, and stopped chasing. They see you thriving, living your best life, and suddenly, a cold wave of panic washes over them. It's the realization that this might actually be it, the end of the line. And that fear, my friends, can be a powerful motivator. The finality freakout. The fear of finality is like that moment in a horror movie when the protagonist realizes they're trapped with no escape. It's a primal fear of loss, of something precious slipping through your fingers forever. And that's exactly what they're feeling when they see you moving on. The thought of you being gone for good, of never having another chance to connect, to laugh, to share experiences, it terrifies them. They start to imagine a future without you in it, and it's bleak. They realize they might have messed up big time, and now they're scrambling to make things right. The Marcus Aurelius reality check. Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic emperor, once said, "The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. Their thoughts are now consumed by regret, fear, and a desperate desire to undo the finality of your departure. They're seeing you in a new light, realizing the depth of their feelings, and they're willing to do whatever it takes to get you back." The oh crap moment. It's that oh crap moment when they realize they might have lost something truly special. They're hit with a wave of emotions. Regret for not appreciating you sooner, fear of never having you back, and a desperate longing to change the ending of this story. The motivational push. So, if you're ever feeling undervalued or taken for granted, remember this. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is to let them experience the fear of finality. It's not about being cruel. It's about giving them a wake-up call, a chance to see what they stand to lose if they don't change their ways. The final chapter. And who knows, maybe this fear will be the catalyst for change. Maybe they'll finally step up, make the effort, and show you the appreciation you deserve. But even if they don't, remember that their fear is a testament to your worth. You were someone worth fighting for, someone they couldn't bear to lose. Keep shining. So, keep focusing on yourself, keep shining, and let them feel the weight of their own choices. You deserve to be with someone who values you every day, not just when they're afraid of losing you forever. Remember, you're not just a character in their story, you're the author of your own. And this chapter, the one where you reclaim your power and embrace your worth, is just the beginning. 10. The Stoic's Guide to Self-Love and Reclaiming Power, the I'm Worth It. Mindset that changes everything. All right, folks, let's wrap this up with the ultimate lesson, the one that ties everything together. The Stoic's Guide to Self-Love and Reclaiming Your Power. This isn't just about making someone want you, it's about realizing your own worth and never settling for less than you deserve. Think about it. We've talked about absence, shifting dynamics, confidence, and even regret. But at the core of it all is a simple truth. You are valuable. You are worthy of love, respect, and appreciation. And when you truly believe that, everything changes. The Epictetus Epiphany. The Stoic philosopher Epictetus had a powerful insight when he said, "Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants." The same applies to relationships. True wealth lies not in desperately seeking someone else's affection, but in recognizing your own self-worth and being content with or without them. The Self-Love Revolution. When you stop chasing, you're not just playing hard to get. You're embarking on a self-love revolution. You're saying to yourself, "I am enough. I'm worthy of love and respect, even if they don't see it right now." And that shift in mindset, that radical act of self-acceptance, is what makes you truly irresistible. The Mirror Effect. Think of it like this. When you look in the mirror and see someone who's confident, self-assured, and radiating self-love, it's attractive, right? Well, others see that too. They're drawn to your inner strength, your self-respect, and the fact that you're not defined by their approval or rejection. The "I deserve better" mantra. Repeat after me. "I deserve better." Say it again and again. Internalize it. Make it your mantra, because you do deserve better. You deserve to be with someone who values you, who appreciates your presence, and who makes you feel loved and respected every single day. The Stoics' Path to Power. The Stoics believed that true power comes from within, from mastering your own thoughts and emotions. When you focus on self-love, you're not just becoming more attractive to others, you're becoming the best version of yourself. And that's the ultimate power move. From Chaser to the Chased. So, let's recap. When you stop chasing and start focusing on yourself, several things happen. You become more confident. You're no longer seeking their validation, so your self-esteem soars. You become more independent. You're living your own life, pursuing your own goals, and not relying on them for your happiness. You become more mysterious. They're left wondering what you're up to, who you're with, and whether they're missing out. You trigger their regret. They realize they took you for granted and start to miss your presence. You become the prize. You're no longer the pursuer, they are. And all of this stems from one simple act: choosing to love and value yourself. The final takeaway. So, here's the final takeaway, folks. The most powerful way to make someone want you is to stop wanting them. Focus on yourself, embrace your worth, and let them see what they're missing. Remember, you're not just a pawn in their game. You're the queen on your own chessboard. Start playing like it. So there you have it, folks. Undeniable truths that reveal the fascinating psychology behind why they only want you when you no longer want them. We've journeyed through the Stoic principles of self-mastery, absence, and the undeniable allure of a confident, independent spirit. Remember, this isn't about manipulation or playing games. It's about understanding human nature, reclaiming your power, and recognizing your inherent worth. It's about embodying the Stoic ideal of focusing on what you can control, your own actions, thoughts, and self-worth, and letting go of what you can't. As Epictetus wisely said, "No man is free who is not master of himself." When you master yourself, when you prioritize your own growth and happiness, you become a force to be reckoned with. You become someone people can't help but admire, respect, and yes, even desire. But here's the most important takeaway. the greatest love story you'll ever have is the one you have with yourself. When you truly love and value yourself, you set the standard for how others treat you. You stop chasing after those who don't appreciate you, and you create space for those who do. So go out there and live your best life. Embrace your independence, cultivate your confidence, and never settle for less than you deserve. Remember, you're not just someone's option, you're the prize. And when you start believing that, the whole world will see it too. Now go out there and show them what they're missing. And remember, the journey to self-love and empowerment starts today.